State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says his Bronx River Watershed Initiative has dedicated more than $2.1 million to support local efforts in the Bronx and Westchester County, focused on restoring water quality in the waterway by controlling stormwater runoff and snowmelt. The matching grant amount is more than $1.83 million, bringing the total to nearly $4 million. The restoration grants are for green infrastructure projects. One such project emanates from a grant for Rocking the Boat, a Bronx-based youth development organization. Students work together to build wooden boats, learn to row and sail, and restore local urban waterways, revitalizing communities while attaining goals and self-confidence.
All our work is a medium to do youth development, but what makes it unique is that we're doing real externally viable work. We're building real boats that actually get used, and we're doing real environmental science that fulfills larger scientific goals.
That's Adam Green, founder and executive director of Rocking the Boat. He says the latest grant money for his organization is for a seaweed growing project in conjunction with the University of Connecticut at Stamford.
We're growing seaweed not for sushi, but for biofiltration, which means it actually takes up the nitrates that are the primary ingredient in the sewage that's released from the Hunts Point wastewater treatment plant. And so it's a major water cleaning technology. We use mussels the same way, but seaweed and Gracilaria particularly has been extremely effective in uptaking nitrogen.
Green infrastructure projects like the seaweed project aim to combat stormwater runoff and by treating it once it's been released. Paul Feiner is the supervisor of the Westchester Town of Greenberg, another of the grant recipients. He says he is pleased about the grant that will help the town address flooding issues.
We've had a major flooding problem in the area around the Greenberg Town Hall. So the work that we're going to be doing with the grant will also enable us to improve on flooding conditions for residents who live in this area, section of the town.
And that flooding was exacerbated by Superstorm Sandy and other storms. Additional funding recipients include, in Westchester, the villages of Bronxville, Scarsdale, and Tuckahoe. Others are the Wildlife Conservation Society, the Bronx River Arts Center, the New York City Department of Parks and Recreation, the Bronx River Alliance, and the New York City Soil and Water Conservation District. The funding announced Monday is a portion of the more than $7 million the Attorney General's office obtained in settlements as part of its Bronx River Watershed Initiative. In 2007, the office reached a settlement with the city of Yonkers to end its discharges of untreated sewage into the Bronx River. Meanwhile, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is sponsoring events all week to mark the 43rd anniversary of Earth Day. First held on April 22nd in 1970, the same year New York's DEC and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency were created. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.